collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
I just saw this. I have no idea what any of this means. All right. It says, body positivity activist says she cut off her entire family who are quiet on Palestine, Congo, and Sudan. She says, I literally blocked my brother yesterday. I'm like, who can I block next? Ramon, this woman is in a pink sweatsuit. All right. She must weigh like 600 pounds. She's having to sit on a couch. She can't sit on like a chair. She's sitting on a couch. She's like, and so she's asking the question, who can I block next? I don't know. The sun?
What is she calling herself?
The Green Bay Packers? I don't know.
What is she calling herself?
I am body positivity activist.
A body positivity activist. Okay. Made up title.
I'm not sure how active she is. Just thought. I mean, you got to see this. I don't know if I want to retweet this. I don't even know what the first part is about. I mean, I know what's going on in some of those places, but I don't know what her deal is. I have no idea. Bill and Anderson. Bill, how are you, Bill? Good to have you.
Fine. How you doing?
Good, Bill. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I'm kind of early today. Usually I get you after Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I got four times in a row I got you after Sweet Caroline.
Well, welcome in earlier, Bill.
Listen, why can't they simplify this thing? They can say, well, okay, we'll guarantee one spot for at least one a group of five team if they're not in the top 16, but list all the teams from 1 to 25 and the top 16 are in. What would be something wrong with something simple as that? If you can't make the top 16, you don't need to be in.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think that's right. Now, the G5's probably going to argue that without being included, that the power schools and all the powers that be will intentionally just skip over and keep them ranked below that.
If the top Power 5 team does not make the top 16, give them space numbers to 16 and just take 15 Power 4 schools. Yeah.
I mean, look, if we're at 16, okay, I don't really mind a G5 school getting in. I mean, if team, 16 gets upset, would be 16 gets upset with that, then you should have been better than you are. The G5 is at some disadvantage, obviously. Competitive disadvantage. And look, when the big schools play a G5 school, they're never going to play them on the road for the most part. And so I understand some of that. I don't really care whether we guarantee a G5 team one spot in a 16 team playoff. It doesn't really matter to me. I think if we expand to 16, we have 15 other spots. If you don't make one of those spots, tough. And so I'm okay with that. If that's how it plays out.
If I get it this way, I mean, you might wind up with two G5 teams in there because they can always have two G5 teams
in theory.
In the top 16
in theory, but probably not in practicality. Like you wouldn't.
But this way, how many, whether you win your conference or not or whatever, that really doesn't matter. You just take the top 16 teams.
Yeah. Well, Bill, if you look at it this way, okay, last year Boise State 100% deserved to be in, all right? And they would have been in that field, and they were in that mix. I mean, now it turns out they actually got a bye for being a conference champion, and that system has changed since last year. But this year, I think if you had 16, you could make a legit argument that Tulane belongs in a 16-team field. I think it may still be hard to make an argument that they belong in a 12-team field, but I think you can make an argument that they could belong in a 16-team field.
Well, you're always going to have an argument, but the argument would be in the way you do the top 25. But yeah. Whatever system you want for the top 25, it shouldn't matter which conference you're from or something like that. You're just one of the top 25, and you list them 1 through 25.
Yeah, I agree with it completely.
Plus one, get in.
I agree with it completely, Bill. But I do allow for the fact that I have some concern that Power Football will try and shut the G5 out. And I think that's the G5's concern too. That the powers that be that really run college football will try and basically eliminate them if you don't have specific language for them getting in. And if we go to 16, I don't mind specific language for the top G5 team to get in. I don't mind that at all.
Okay, but I mean, even if you did leave that out, what's the odds that the number 16 team is going to win? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill. Before this year, I would have said 1,000,000 to 1. After this year, I'm not so sure about anything anymore. I mean, honestly, Bill, two of the top three or four teams in America are Indiana and Texas Tech.
Well, but I mean, they earned their way in.
They did, but they came from nowhere. Is my point. So my point is that all things are possible now.
Well, well, you're going to have that as long as the portal's open, because a team of 1 year doesn't have any. I mean, right now, we can't predict how anything's going to come up next year.
No,
because you have absolutely zero consistency in a team from 1 year to another.
Yeah,
build teams, not programs.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right, Bill. In fact, I was just going to talk about that, so you led me right into that. Thank you, Bill. Good speaking with you.
All right. Yep. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, he actually just led me into something I want to talk about. Because earlier on my way in, Ben and Kwok were talking about South Carolina and their prospects for next year, and I didn't disagree with anything they said, but my one caveat to it is, and obviously they're both well aware of this, but I think the dilemma is that we don't know anything about South Carolina for next year. It's what Bill just brought up, and guess what? We don't know anything about Clemson either. I mean, in terms of what we know today, we would expect that Lenora Sellers is going to be South Carolina's quarterback, but we don't know that for certain. We have no friggin' idea who Clemson's quarterback is going to be. None. So we can't even make an educated guess what South Carolina or Clemson's going to be next year right now, or really anybody else. It's as Bill just said. And I actually want to get into this a little more, because I think this is the reality of our college football world right now. It's without knowing what's going to happen in the portal, we have no idea what these teams are going to be. Like South Carolina, has a difficult schedule. They might suck next year. Or, you know what? Maybe they will be in the playoff. There is no way to know, because teams transform. Many of these teams transform their entire football team in a single recruiting class. And we've seen it done. Ole Miss is in the playoff again. They come up with a different team every single year. I shouldn't say again, but they come up with a different football team every single year. We have Indiana and Texas Tech, who are both, to a significant degree, transfer portal teams. They're two of the top three teams in America. And they're both significant transfer portal teams that were seemingly created out of dust. Texas Tech was a nice little team last year. They were 8-5, I believe. And I liked what I saw. I liked Morton. I was optimistic about that team coming into the year. It's one of the things I'd write. But this Texas Tech team that we're watching and the Indiana team that we're watching were largely assembled from dust. It's not like there was any, there was success at Texas Tech when Mike Leach was there. That's a long time ago. It's not like there's been any recent success at either Indiana or Texas Tech, and yet those are two of the three best teams in America. but they were assembled out of nothing. And so the reality is, look, I probably more than as much as anybody else on the planet love to look ahead and make projections based on talent analysis. The problem is you can't do it right now. You know, I mean, we can talk about what we know, but the problem is that much of what we know is going to change dramatically. And so you can't even make an educated guess. So, you know, if you look at South Carolina's schedule next year, you might say, well, this schedule looks difficult. Okay, maybe it does. But who's going to play that schedule for South Carolina? I mean, and as of today, we don't even know who South Carolina's quarterback is going to be. We don't know if Sellers is staying. We don't even know that. But we have no idea what kind of transfer portal haul South Carolina is going to bring in. If they don't bring in a significant transfer portal haul, then they'll probably get buried in that schedule. However, maybe they'll transform their complete team and maybe they'll win all those games. I mean, we can't know. I mean, you know, think about the possibility of South Carolina playing Clemson next year. I mean, we know nothing about Clemson's football team at all. At all. We know a whole bunch of guys are leaving. We have no idea who the quarterback is. We have no idea who the transfer portal additions are going to be. I mean, this was a pretty pedestrian team this year. If there are no significant additions made, it's going to be worse than pedestrian next year. So we don't have any answers at all. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be. We don't know who the running back's going to be. I'm talking about Clemson right now. We don't know who the wide receivers are going to be. We don't really know. We don't know what the offensive line additions will be. Defensively, there are all sorts of holes to fill. We have no idea what the secondary is going to look like. None. That's where we are in the world of college football right now. That's where we are. It's odd. It's strange. But, I was thinking about that listening to Ben and Quokka, and Bill just basically brought up that point and led me into it. I want to continue this conversation. You can get in if you want. Brad Brownell's joining us at 4:40. This is going to be hardcore basketball talk at 4:40. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so simple. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, Ramon, I'm in every night. I wasn't in last night. I didn't get home until after like 9:15 or something, and I guess I could have gone live in game, but on that deal last night, but I didn't get in. I didn't have time to get in. I of course will be in tonight and every night moving forward. And bowl season's upon us. I'm going to be all over that on Underdog. I will be making picks on every bowl game on Underdog. Every bowl game. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.com. And by the way, if I didn't thank William Quackenbush before, I think I did, but I'll thank him again for stopping in, and we had a really good talk in segment one, and you can listen to that later, you know, like after the show. We have lots to get to. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. And again, Brad Brownell's going to join us at 4:40. I have a lot I want to talk with Brad about. We're going to start with the Clemson-BYU game and that whole experience. And there is a lot to talk about, a lot to digest. And I watched the second half replay of that game. I want to talk about that a little bit later, so we'll get into all of that. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid. That's a bad idea. Don't get eaten by a grizzly bear. Stay here. There's nothing in Idaho. You'd go. You wouldn't like it in a week. Just call David Green. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David's a Clemson grad, really sharp guy. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows all the options so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. We have an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor, call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940. You're not going to be judged. You're going to be helped. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. Greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E. And David can also help you with estate planning and wills as well. Take advantage of it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry. We've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hey, guys. The holidays and New Year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plan started around $7 a day. It includes testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and Newteep Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. Newteep Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at Newteep Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at Newteep Boutique, Four Men on Exchange.
Davis Services has a few tips on how to keep your pipes from freezing this winter. Make sure you remove and drain hoses used outdoors. Add insulation to attics, basements, and crawl spaces to keep the walls warmer. When the weather is very cold outside, let your water drip. If you are going away during cold weather, leave the heat on in your home to prevent the walls from getting too cold. If, despite your best efforts, you still lose a pipe to the cold weather, call us, Davis Services, at 864-578-9233, and we'll send out one of our plumbing professionals to repair it.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going
to
be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I had to cut the music short. What was going on that screen? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
I don't have any audio.
And I don't have sound either.
We had a divided screen, all right? On the left side of the screen was Sharon Moore in... I don't know. He was dressed in white and he was sitting in a wheelchair kind of thing, and I think he was confined. I mean, I
looked like whatever he was in, it was only big enough for him.
Yeah, he was in a small cubicle.
Yeah.
And you know, they say he's under mental health observation now.
Okay.
And so that seemed to be part of it. But on the right side of the screen, simultaneously, you appeared to have I don't know, a prosecutor discussing his charges in.
I thought that was an interviewer. So that was okay. So they're just showing his how he appeared from in front of the judge.
I guess that's what that was.
Oh, but that makes more sense. I've seen that before. The split screen, they show the person in jail, then they show the okay.
But he was charged with home invasion and stalking.
Is that what he was charged
with? Yeah, that's
for?
What it said. Home invasion and stalking. That does not sound good.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, not only is he not going to make, you know, $10 million, $13 million, whatever he was making to coach Michigan anymore, but it sounds like, you know, if he coaches at any time in the future, it's going to be coaching the prison football team.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody told him to go away and he didn't pay attention.
Well, yeah, home invasion and stalking sounds pretty serious. Now,
yes.
Now I don't know if the look. I've read about the mental health element. Mental health is a real thing.
Yes, it is.
I'm in no way disparaging the notion of mental health issues, and maybe that's his issue. It also can be used as a cover for just illicit activity and wrongdoing. And I don't know what the case is in his situation. I guess maybe time will tell. I have no idea. But it's just insane. The world of college football right now.
That story just got weird really quick, didn't it? It went from this guy's getting fired like everybody else in the coaching world to what?
Right. And again, my first clue, Ramona, that it wasn't a normal situation was not that he was fired. It was the involvement of two different police departments. Because I said I said, look, he may be cheating, but cheating isn't a police matter.
It's not against the law.
Right. It's not a police matter. The when it became a police matter, that's when you knew something else was afoot here other than what we had seen. And I think that's where we are. But is that Mike and Anderson on one?
Yes.
All right. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Walter, doing well. Thank you for getting me in.
Always good to speak with you, Mike.
Well, thank you, Walt. I appreciate that. I have been very, very busy this week, been in and out of the loop. Haven't gotten to listen to anybody's show much this week. But I wanted to check in with you. I wanted to get your take on two things. And I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is to the first one. It's a Major League Baseball question. Don't want to spend too much time on that because I'm not a baseball fan anymore. But your take on Jeff Kent, what a sad day it is for baseball. It's you're going to tell me, and I know you've been over this, and probably a lot of people have, Jeff Kent belongs in the same hall as Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson. When does this stop, if ever, in baseball?
You know, I think if you look at Kent's numbers, his numbers are going to look Hall of Famish as a second baseman. However, I think that he was widely regarded as an a-hole. I don't think people liked him. He was not a likable individual. Now, look, that's not a reason to keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame. But I don't know. The simple litmus test of when you hear a name, you should know right away whether he's a Hall of Famer or not.
Yes.
To me, I think Kent still falls on the wrong side of that, even though I think statistically his numbers will suggest he is. I guess my biggest problem, Mike, is that we have guys like Harold Baines and Jeff Kent in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we don't have Don Mattingly.
Thank you.
Or Dale Murphy. I think those two guys clearly belong before a Jeff Kent or a Harold Baines.
Absolutely. And I lived in Atlanta for several years, Metro Atlanta, when Murphy played. Loved to watch him play. And him, like you said, but especially Don Mattingly, how you could put the guys that you mentioned in and not put him in is beyond my comprehension. And Jeff Kent's one of those players, and you just mentioned it. When somebody's in the Hall of Fame, if you have to question it, then he probably doesn't belong there. But I would put him in the Hall of Good, or even Hall of Very Good, but not the Hall of Fame. That's just ludicrous.
Now, when you look at his numbers, he did hit 377 home runs. I knew he was 350 or something like that. And you know, again, statistically, Mike, he actually statistically looks like a Hall of Famer. I mean, he hit 290, he hit 377 home runs playing second base. That's a lot of baseball production out of second base. He did win an MVP. He finished, other than that season, he finished 6th, 8th, 9th, 13th, 19th, and 26. You know, I think you could make a better case for Jeff Kent than you can for Harold Baines. Absolutely. For me personally, I'm putting Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy in above either one of these two guys. And, you know, in Mattingly's case, I've always viewed this the same way, Mike. I don't care about the people who live forever, for 30 years and piecemeal what winds up looking when you total it all up like a Hall of Fame career. I'd much rather have a guy like Mattingly, because I think you can make a strong case that for 5 years, Don Mattingly was the best player in all of Major League Baseball. And I think the numbers show that. And he was certainly the best first baseman. And again, I think he won 9 gold gloves, too, in addition to all that.
I agree. And he also, he was one of my favorite players to watch in his prime. I loved the Yankees when they were on top of the baseball world. But the thing about Don Mattingly also, he didn't just put up numbers. He played the game the way it's supposed to be played. He was all business. He went flat out. And how he cannot be in, I don't understand. But my next question about college football is about coaching. And I heard on, I think it was ESPN Radio, one evening this week after your show went off, And I think the number they said was 29 Division I head football coaches have been fired this year, I think. I think they said 29. And if you look at some of the people that have been hired, John Summerall, I think John Summerall is probably a good coach, but I don't think he's elite. Just all of these people. The only elite coach, in my opinion, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody, Virginia Tech got it right. They hired an elite coach. I don't like the guy, but he's a coach. He knows he's a heck of a coach, H-E-double-L of a coach. But anyway, when you look at all the coaches that have been fired, retreads that keep getting second chances, does that not speak to the fact that there is just a large dearth of elite coaches left in college football that we know about? Maybe there's some young guys out there that are going to be, but you got Dabo Swinney, who's won two national championships, played in four out of five seasons. I like to praise fairly and criticize fairly. You got Kirby Smart, who's won two. You got Ryan Day, who's won one, may win another one this year, don't know. And outside of that, isn't college football maybe not in danger, but there's just something amiss because there just does not seem to be a large pool of elite coaches that you can hire if you fire yours. And I wanted to get your take on that, and I'll hang up and listen, Walt.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks
good
for
to
getting
speak
me
with you,
in.
As always.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated issue because I think that, you know, some of the legends have left the game. You know, when a Nick Saban leaves the game, when an Urban Meyer leaves the game, whatever you think of him, he was a modern coaching legend. It's a little bit oxymoronic, but he was. And so I think that pool of guys who have won championships has been depleted. And so you don't have that, but, you know, other guys are going to take their place. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's like everything else. And I think we're already seeing that with the Cignettis and maybe the Joey Maguires at Texas Tech, and some of it's aided by NIL money. But in terms of, you know, the state of college football, listen, if you just evaluate it, if you look at it as a whole, you would say that this thing is completely run amok in every way, shape, or form. There are no guardrails. There's no common sense that universities are having to look to outside resource money in order to be able to pick up these tabs, and that, you know, college players or players just out of high school are making more in some cases than Super Bowl participant quarterbacks. That the thing is just insane. And then if you look at the money that's being paid to coaches to go away, not to coach, to go away, then it makes it easier for the players to make their argument that they should get some of that money too. So the whole thing, it's just like it's a massive hemorrhage. And I don't know if there's an answer to it anymore. So I think we're headed in a terrible direction, Mike. But the interesting element is that the on-field product is better than it's ever been. And so I think that's why people, to some degree, are quiet about it, because what we're watching is the best it's ever been. And look, many of us have lobbied for years to have a playoff at first and then an expanded playoff. We knew, we certainly did, that that's the direction it was going to go. And I fought that battle forever, including with Bill Hancock, the former executive director of the playoff. And so we're watching an expanded playoff, and it's more intriguing, it's more interesting than ever before, and there are more teams involved, and the competitive balance is way better than it's ever been. And the competitive balance is better because we expanded the field. And in some ways, because of the transfer portal and because of NIL. So what's really happened, Mike, is the great coaches have spread out all around the country. And I think there's more parity, more balance in every way, shape, or form. And I think there were going to be new great coaches you know, new names who hadn't won championships before. And maybe Cignetti has won this year, or maybe Joey McGuire of Texas Tech has won this year. We might see a guy win a national championship this year who's never won one, and who just a couple years ago wasn't even in this conversation, was either coaching at a G5 team. I mean, we have one guy who was coaching a G5 team. We have another guy who was coaching in high school not that long ago. So all things are possible now to me, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out moving forward, Mike. And I don't pretend to have all the answers to this right now, because the world gets crazier and crazier in that regard. Brad Brownell's coming up in a couple minutes. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with me in the station. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing any types of hazards. Trust me, I know from personal experience, Brian saved my life. That's not just talk or hyperbole. That's a reality. I mean, I had about 20 trees that needed to come out that were all leaning toward my home, and that 100% would have fallen on my home in Helene, because all the other trees in my woods came down. That's what Brian Franklin meant to me. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. So maybe you just have one tree that looks a little suspect. Brian can help you. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. All right, when we get back, Brad Brownell on BYU and Mercer and more.
Hey, y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit LongviewCarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back, and we are joined once again by head coach Brad Brownell. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time to join us, as always. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good to be on with you again.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. I want to talk about BYU, and I also want to talk a little bit about Mercer coming up and that game. Before we do, just I know the trip didn't go smoothly on the way up, but how about the trip as a whole?
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. You know, just for your guys to get a chance to play in Madison Square Garden and full house, great environment, big crowd, you know, big stage. I mean, that's what you want as a player. You want to be in those environments and have chances, and obviously that's what we want for our program. So, yeah, we had a few travel issues, but that had nothing to do with anything in terms of game outcome. But man, it was a lot of fun up until it wasn't. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things where we played about as well as we could play the first 20 minutes. Give them some credit; they certainly upped their game. I think they maybe took us a little lightly, would be my guess, and we kind of punched them in the mouth, and then they took it to another gear, and we didn't handle it very well. Both coaching and playing, and you know, we let one get away, which is really disappointing. But in terms of the overall opportunity and experience for our players, it was a good one.
And it was still a game that came down against the ninth-ranked team in the country, came down to the final shot in the last 1.3 seconds. So it's another growing experience. You know, we talked about the fact that it was probably going to take 10 or 12 games to sort all these pieces out and to figure them out and to figure out, you know, who plays best with whom and who's going to be on the court at the end of the game. And I don't think you have the answers to those questions yet, do you?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing is we probably just don't have a true go-to guy
at the end of games.
And it's more like a guy who that settles the team down and who's on the court and who's just good enough in a game like that to go get a shot for himself or create something for somebody else. And that's a high level player now. Like that's no disrespect to the guys on my team. I mean, you've got to be a dude to be like that. I mean, it's crazy. DeBonson and you know, Filon for Alabama kind of did that for their two teams really at the end of the games to win those games. And there's probably only, you know, two or three guys that are on the floor that even have that kind of ability. You know, and so we've been lucky. We've had it with Chase, or maybe PJ was good enough inside when we could get it to him to affect games that way. But there aren't most guys just can't affect the game that way. And so that, you know, then you're searching for answers. And obviously, in the second half, we just couldn't find any answers. Our pick and roll reads were poor. Some of our off ball cutting was not good. Obviously, we had a couple turnovers that were bad, and then, you know, we actually got about five or six really wide open threes, and we just didn't make them. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you're struggling like that, you know, you know, it gets hard. And you just don't have a guy that can kind of just go get you a basket to settle a rundown or do something. And so, you know, that's where we as coaches got to do a better job. That's on me as a coach to figure out a way to continue to help your guys. And in that game, I didn't do enough in the second half to help our guys finish a couple plays.
I think you'd like to advance Foster like a year right now and have him, because I think he's the guy who answers these questions for you eventually, but he's not there yet. And I know he's on the court at the end of some of these games, but, you know, he's going through some growing pains himself. He had a couple turnovers there in the BYU run that were damaging. But it's, you know, part of it's basketball. I mean, I was still worried at halftime. I mean, I know it kills you. It's killing me. I mean, I thought I took my blood pressure. It just blew off my wrist. It said, no, it doesn't compute, because at halftime, I was worried about the first 4 minutes of the second half. I was worried about the fact that I knew BYU was going to make a run. They're too good not to. And this is – it's amazing. 20-point leads in this game today mean, like, nothing if you don't close it out. I mean, you've been involved in, like, consecutive 20-point games on each side of the equation. Even Florida-UConn, it wasn't a 20-point game. But Florida goes 0 for 10 in their last 10 shots of the first half, then 9 for 10 on their first 10 of the second half. And part of it, it's just human nature.
Correct. Yeah, and I think that's the most challenging part, right? And the crazy thing is when you look at the first 4 minutes, you know, we steal the ball. Jake
first two times.
Steals the ball, goes in for a layup, makes one out of two. We get a turnover again on the second possession where we play great defense and knock a ball loose. And, you know, we can't convert. We actually had a couple of open threes right there in the first couple minutes where I felt like, if we happen to make both of those, the game's probably like we're probably in good shape. Yep. But we didn't, and that's how basketball goes. You know, the shots that you're making in the first half, you don't make as many sometimes. And then the other big thing is obviously they started to score, and so now they're scoring. We're not, you know, we're playing against a set defense. Yes, they're getting to press us a little bit. They're getting to throw a rhythm out. When in the first half they couldn't score, right. And you know, our defense was unbelievable. Our guys' effort first to the floor. I thought we got every 50-50 ball. I thought we were the tougher team, tougher minded team, and obviously we built off that, and that gave our guys confidence. And then obviously when we started to, and I don't think it started right out of the half. I just think it was a slow death there in the second half where we just couldn't quite make a shot. And even got the ball inside a couple times, and Carter Welling is like under the basket. You think he's dunking it, and they block it from behind. And I give Kate a lot of credit. You know, he blocked a shot on Butta Johnson's drive. That Butta made a phenomenal drive, and it's the same play he made against Georgia in the Georgia game where he made a high layup and he blocked it off the glass. And so there are just some plays that, you know, when you're playing against elite players, they sometimes nullify. And we just, you know, we just weren't good enough to grind out it another way. And again, like I said, I think we have to do a better job as coaches to just figure out a way to try to help your guys be successful. We just couldn't find a way to score in the second half.
Those last 7 minutes of the first half, I could almost see a smile on your face. I mean, that your team was playing beautiful basketball. I mean, the beautiful game, both ends. You're winning all the hustle points. You're killing them on the offensive glass. You were shooting the lights out. The ball reversal, the ball movement, player movement, the defense, which I think was even more energized by the fact that you're seeing the ball go in. I mean, it just couldn't be any better. I mean, I thought the announcers were just blown away by what they were seeing in the last 7 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, and that's, you know, again, I think that is part of basketball. It's a game of runs, and you get momentum, and, you know, and that's exactly what happened. And our guys were feeding off each other and feeding off the, you know, the loose balls and then the offensive rebounds, and we'd kick it out and we made a three, and you know, we got an offensive rebound on a free throw and ended up with a dunk.
Yep.
Just some plays like that you don't always count on those, but like, man, when they're going, your things are going your way, that seems like those things happen more often. And yeah, I mean, I was proud of our guys. I thought we were really ready. You know, we talked about it a little bit with Alabama. I thought we were on our heels. I thought we were a little nervous. I thought we were like, let's go see how this goes. And it didn't go well. And, you know, we rectified that. We had them ready to go, and we talked about it all week. And, you know, I had them pretty riled up in the locker room, and they went out and you know, played like we needed to, and then for whatever reason we just couldn't kind of continue. And some of that's when you're not scoring. And our defense wasn't bad for a long time. I thought our defense was actually pretty good for a good chunk of the second half. Wasn't great, but it was better than probably it looked like. And then to their credit, they found a couple actions late that exposed us, and they got a couple dunks, and they executed down the stretch better than we did to win.
You know, I thought in the second half, I thought early on they ran some step-up ball screens where they're screening for Robert Wright out 30 feet from the basket. And I thought it seemed like that opened up the court for him. And then I thought they also adjusted by getting DeBonsa more into the middle, where in the first half he was operating more on the baseline. And in the middle, I thought he was able to do some things that really posed you some problems.
Yeah, he's obviously a really good player. Yep. And, you know, we were going to live with some of his, you know, you can't stop everything. We did a decent job on Saunders and Davis and some other guys, and we had him shooting some shots that we really wanted him to shoot in the first half, and he missed a bunch, and he made a couple, and then we fouled him a couple times, which was, that was number one on the scouting report, was don't foul him. You have to be disciplined. Zach fouled him once, Jake fouled him once, and we just kind of giving points away because you just can't do that with him. It's, you know, it's hard, even when that guy's making some twos, it's hard for those don't really kill you. They just don't, they're not going to get away from you. But if they're getting fouls and now they're going to get in the bonus and different things happen off of it, then you're really in some trouble. And that started to happen in the second half the longer the game went. And I thought there was just a little bit of a wearing effect on our team. When you're not scoring, you know, it just beats on you a little bit. And it's hard to have the same level of energy. And I thought we just wore down a little bit at the end. And, again, they made some plays to out-execute us. Give our guys a lot of credit, man. We fought back and tied it. Unbelievable. Yep. You know, I might as well address it. I'm sure everybody's, why don't they have a guy on the ball, the whole thing? Obviously, you know, our thought process was there on the last second play was they're going to, and they did. They isolated Saunders and DeBonsa, you know, kind of near the low block, and they're going to curl Saunders for a lob and then basically get you to just help a little bit and then throw the ball up to DeBonsa, and he's going to shoot a shot at, you know, 8 feet to win the game. And so we said, that's not happening. We're not getting beat by DeBonsa on an 8-foot turnaround when he's been making them here lately. So, you know, RJ probably stepped away from his man a little bit, but our guys kind of contested the shot, and give their guy credit. He made a tough shot to beat us.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that their first two options were they were looking for Saunders on a back cut lob, and they were looking for DeBonsa. And then the third option was finally Wright cutting to the ball. And honestly, when he cut to the ball and he's moving left to right as he takes that shot, I thought there's no way he's making that shot, and he hit it. Sometimes that just happens. I thought it was defended well. I think he took away their two primary options on it, and their third option hit what I thought was a really difficult shot, and obviously you can't risk fouling him there either. So I thought you did everything you could in that circumstance. Let me just ask about, he's a tough guy to double too, especially when they get him in the middle of the court. He's a hard guy to double, and you know, I thought the times you tried to double him, he sort of made you pay with passes. I think there was a three-pointer made off the left wing with 2 minutes left when you try and collapse on him up top and he dumps it out for three. And it seemed to me like, you know, you did a great job defending this team from the three-point line. I think that's what you're talking about. I mean, you know, if you overcommit to him, they just have too many three-point shooters.
Yeah, and that's, Carter made a bad play. We really didn't. We practiced doubling from the baseline, but he was supposed to do that if he spun and went on the dribble. And I think it's just, you know, anxiousness. Carter got a little too anxious, and he really didn't even take it baseline. He kept it middle. And obviously Carter left his man and gave him a dunk, and that was a big play in the game. We had just kind of scored to get it, I think, back up by three or whatever. And so that one really hurt. But beyond that, I thought our guys showed really good discipline, because – when you watch all the film like we do, he's an elite passer. I mean, he's so big that he's been doubled. So the guy's probably his whole life. So he's very skilled and knows where it's coming from most times. And so he just whips the ball across it, or 3-point shooters, and you end up giving up threes instead of guarded twos. And so that's part of what we talked about, is like, we really don't want to double him unless he dribbles into a double on the baseline. And he didn't do that very often. He actually made one tough baseline turnaround over us in the second half, which was a high-level shot that you just kind of shake his hand on. But I thought our guys were pretty disciplined to the plan. We obviously had a couple mistakes, and, you know, that's the problem is when you play an elite team and you have a couple mistakes, sometimes that's one too many.
When they ran that middle ball screen with Kaida and they threw the lobs, when it seemed like when Carter took any step up is when they threw that lob over his head. And they cleared out the backside there, I thought, a couple times. I thought they ran a couple nice actions there. Looking back on that, what would you have done differently there?
Yeah, it's really hard because that's kind of a play that's come about here in the last 2 years that teams are running. You know, it's especially good when you got a guy that can catch lobs and you got a guy that can throw them. But it's really hard. I mean, you know, you either have to play all the way back, but you don't know that what's exactly happening. So, I mean, you got to be playing that way on almost all ball screens. And so that's most teams don't do that. That's why it's a good play. You know, you're probably going to – that's going to happen to you once in a game if you come up to touch. Probably Carter on the second one should have realized, hey, they just ran this.
Yeah.
I need to be smarter and just back up. And if he wants to shoot the 10-foot, 12-foot shot, we're going to give him that. And that's – you know, the hard part for us, too, is JP was the guy who was on the bottom the second time.
Yeah, second time, yeah.
Unfortunately, he can't. He's a non-factor.
Coach, so hold on. If you could stay with me, hold on a minute. I've got to take a quick break. I want to talk about the upcoming game with Mercer, too, if you have a few more minutes. Walt Tipton, Road Rage, joined by head coach Brad Brownell. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Clemson fans, whether you're buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At Crawl Space Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with CrawlSpace Medic today for that free inspection.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Get ready to discover...